Here's the IDG Global IT News Update with the latest technology news from around the world.
The European Commission welcomed Google's reduction in data retention times for people's search data, but it urged the company and its rivals to go even further in order to safeguard European citizens' privacy. Google on Tuesday said it would cut retention times to 9 months, from 18 months, in a bid to address regulators' concerns about data protection. European Commission Vice President Jacques Barrot said in a statement that Google's decision is, quote, a step in the right direction. But he added that a 6-month search data retention period should be the target for all search engines. Research in Motion, typically considered an enterprise device developer, continues to push its consumer strategy with new services announced Thursday, including MySpace and TiVo applications and a music service for BlackBerry users. It also announced a deal that will feature rival Microsoft's Live Search Bar on the BlackBerry browser. The company also announced a music service for BlackBerry users in partnership with Slacker, a music streaming site. Key to the application is a feature that can cache thousands of songs on users' BlackBerry devices. Two large technology trade and lobbying groups, the Information Technology Association of America and AEA, are in merger talks with the goal of speaking in one voice in Washington, D.C. and around the world. ITAA and AEA, formerly known as the American Electronics Association, announced Thursday that their boards were engaged in merger talks. ITAA has about 350 companies as members, and AEA counts about 2,500 members, although there is some overlap in membership. The goal is to create a tech trade group that is, quote, unrivaled in size and clout. Oracle is set to launch a high-profile customer feedback effort titled Oracle Listens that will see the Oracle.com landing page transformed into a simple UI that has one purpose: to gather ideas from the user community about any aspect of Oracle, according to Justin Kestelin, editor of the Oracle Technology Network. Oracle executives will be answering questions from visitors during the run-up to the vendor's annual Open World Conference, which starts September 21st. And those are the top stories from the IDG Global IT News Update brought to you by the IDG News Service. I'm Sumner Lemon in Singapore. Join us again later for more news from the world of technology.